Ordered a deed for, but it is not yet arrived. Okay.
If you draw on the window and it's all yours.
I thought I could do that once I could give you another discussion, there's no board yet, so this has happened before. But I don't know, I just think like with all this new stuff, I was afraid it's like. Okay, let's try to read. I hope you guys are uncomfortable. It's good to be uncomfortable. I spoke about it this morning. It's good to be uncomfortable because uncomfortable causes motion, dynamism. So, but you also, there's nothing better. You go from that feeling of uncomfortable to comfortable is very, very geschmack. In simple words, as I'll say, right? There's no greater joy than resolving doubt, right? When you're in a doubtful, uncomfortable situation, and then you resolve it, Right, so that's what again, the first half of the uncomfortable. So let's get a little uncomfortable, and then we'll try to get more comfortable. Yeah? Sure. You follow. So I'm trying to just distill this, so you walk away with the points that to me are the salient points here in the subject. So I think we did this yesterday, I'm going to use it again. I'm going to use Aran, that base, as the sort of the jumping off point. Yeah? So there's two questions that we want to address. The answer, there are more than this. There are many more questions than this. Halachavav and the Rambam, there's a lot of other halachas, but there's two questions that we want to answer or deal with, treat. So the first question on, again, it's questions on the Shitas Harambam. Okay, Shitas Rambam, at least that much everyone knows, is that Chub is Yichud. Yeah, Chub is Yichud. So the Ran disagrees with the Rambam, and he says it's not true. Chub is not Yichud, Chub is Havala Besa. Good, that's the Ran. The first question, I'm not sure if this was in chronological order, but the way we're going to deal with it, is question number one is going to be the Sugya and Yudbeis. The Sugya that says that there are Edim, that the couple were never alone, lo nistera, lo nivala, and yet we treat that woman, and then he died. They were never alone, then husband number one died. Now, what is that woman? She's an almona min ha, she only gets 100. So again, that woman who never was alone, that's what the Gemara says, never was alone with this first husband, is still treated as having been a nisua. That's very schwer for the Rambam. Why is that schwer for the Rambam, says the Ran? Because according to the Rambam, what makes you a nesua? Yichud, being alone. This person was never had Yichud, and yet they're a nesua. Kimat is straight contradiction to the Shitas HaRambam. That was question number one. Question number two was the sugya of Yish Chupa Lipsulos, sugya Nivalos, where even though the relationship is forbidden, like what? For example, give me an example of a suba. A monitored wine bottle, let's say. Nevertheless, the nesuin seems to be chal. There is, nesuin takes place, yish kupal upsulas. Why is that point developed for the Rambam? Because the Rambam, in Halacha Beis, says what?
Nida doesn't work.
That if there's a chupas nida, zero. Doesn't work. But the Gemara seems to say that even though there's something forbidden in the relationship, the nisuin does work. So that should follow that if a nida who's forbidden to him, if they have nisuin, what should be the din? It should work. And yet the Rambam says it doesn't work. So those are the two problems we're dealing with. Again, number one, the Rambam Shita that Chub is Yichud seems to be contradicted by the Gemara Daf Yudbeis that they were never alone yet he's a nisua. Number two, Halacha Beis, where the Rambam writes that a chupas nida is zero, seems to be against the Gemara of Yeshua. So both of those questions are asked by whom? Among others? The Ran. Others also ask it. Rosh. That's the Ran's question, the Ran. So, let's dive into those two questions. So I briefly did yesterday, and we'll review now. Is dealing with point number one, what is the definition of chuppah? What is the definition of chuppah? So, the Rambam said yichud, the Gemara l'chora says not yichud, because this is, you know, they know, no yichud, they're married. So that's a really difficult kasha on the Rambam. So one mahalach to answer such a question when you have seemingly straight contradiction to your shita is to tweak the understanding of the shita so that it does not contradict. Right? So now you have two choices. We mentioned this before. You can either tweak the Gemara or you can tweak the Rambam. In this case, you can tweak it yourself. The Gemara is, I think, going to be a little bit hard to tweak because it says lo nistra v'lo nivala. It's pretty black and white. Where is there room to tweak? Would be the Rambam. The move is to come along and say, even though the Rambam says yichud, that doesn't mean what we thought it meant. We thought yichud means being alone. Doesn't mean that. Does not mean being alone. It means being in private, not being alone. But there could be other people there. And that, once I change that definition of the word yichud, will no longer be a contradiction to the Gemara, which says, lo nistra, lo nivala. We thought lo nistra means, what do the words lo nistra mean? They are not, secluded. No, they're not
secluded.
Not secluded. That's good. Who said that? I didn't go secluded. They are not in seclusion. And then the Rambam is saying, you do need, that's exactly what you need. So that's a straight up contradiction. Nope, the Rambam never said that. The Rambam never said that. If I can argue that the Rambam never said that, then I have no contradiction with the Gemara. So the truth is, if you look at the Rambam, he never says it. Never says it. He never says they're totally alone. Doesn't the Rambam say you need what? Ruhuya le miya. The answer is no. This was the, so he doesn't, never says that. Where does the Rambam say you need ruhuya le
miya?
The woman, this is the key fork in the road. The woman has to be ruhuya le miya. Yes. That's the Gemara on Nirvah. Does the Rambam never say the yichud has to be one which would facilitate biya? Total seclusion. No, the Rambam never says that. The Rambam never said that. Never said the yichud had to facilitate bibi total seclusion. Didn't say that. The woman has to be tahora. The yichud doesn't have to facilitate that. The Rambam never said that. We added to that that the Rambam's lashon might actually support this contention. What was the Rambam's lashon in halacha aleph? Paragut Alacha Aleph. When he brought Yichud, what did he say? Remember all the Lashonos of the Rambam. What was the idea of Yichud seemingly presented in the Rambam? Designating her, separating her for himself. It wasn't, you don't need it. Halachic Yichud. You don't need seclusion for that. You need that you're in private together, whether there's other people there, maybe there are. If I can make that, I'll add to that. It's mevur in Halacha Vav, in the Magid Mishnah there, that it's only, he says it's not roi, I don't know if you remember the Lashon Magid Mishnah, it's not fitting for you to do a chuppah's nida. It's not fitting for you to do chuppah with a nida. What do you mean not fitting? It's usser. Isn't it usser? I would argue, no. It's not usher. Why is it not usher? Because the yichud of the Rambam doesn't mean being totally alone, which would be usher. He means being in a private situation, but not totally alone. Could be supported there as well. This position that we're saying now is clearly held by a number of achronim, so it's not me making it up. And this is what was on the sheets that you saw yesterday. In Shulchan, it appears on the pages of Shulchan Aruch, but again, it's really just in the Rishonim. Who is of the opinion, l'chora, that the Rambam does not require full seclusion for his yichud? So the Beis Meir says it explicitly, but the Beis Meir is really going in other achronim. The Beis Meir learns this in the Chelkas Mechokek, commentary on Shulchan Aruch. Again, it's, you have to know how to unpack it, but it seems to be what he says there. And also, I think he pointed this out, or we pointed it out, the Bach quoted by the Bishop. The Bach says that make sure when you have yichud at your wedding, that there's not too many people in there with you. The chazan kala. And so the Bishmol went nuts. The Bishmol said, what are you talking about? Not a lot of people. You're not having anyone in the room with you. What do you mean, not a lot of people? Ella, no. We deny that Bishmol. You know what the Bach means? He means what he says. Don't have a lot of people. Only have, why is it a few better than a lot? Either way, you don't have halachic yichud. That's true. But when it's a few people, it's still considered in private, designated. When it's in public, there's no designation of her as your wife. And therefore, we have that list of Bach, Chogaz Mechaikek, Beis Meir, the Aruch HaShulchan, by the way, says this as well. If you want someone of also more recent vintage, the Aruch HaShulchan, which you didn't see, says it as well. All these Achronim take on, so there's definitely a camp like this in Achronim that the Rambam never, Chish, the Rambam never requires total seclusion. That will answer which question?
First one.
The first question from Yud Beis, which says you can have nisuin without seclusion. Our answer is the Rambam says, amen. 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 That's what the Rambam says. I agree with you. You're right. There is no seclusion still considered here. What are the difficulties with this pshat? If we just want to analyze it for a minute, what would you say are the difficulties? Why is that difficult? Maybe we were just off our rockers. Keep going. Why is it difficult?
Because nowhere else do we see a pshat that yichud is referring to.
So you're saying it's definitely different than the usual definition of yichud.
Okay. Crazy bit.
Okay. Good. What else? More?
The Ran is Kasha.
Good. The bigger nekuda here is that it's clear the Ran and also the Rush, but the Ran clearly learned not like this. The Ran on the base said what, Rabbi? What did the Ran say on the base? Why does Pearson need to push off a wedding and pater him from his zonas? Why? In the Rambam? How's the Ran in the Rambam? Because they cannot get married. Why can they not get married? Because they can't have yichud. How is the Ran learning yichud? How is the Ran learning yichud?
Full
regular yichud. So this entire pshat in Achronim is against the Ran. That's not all that surprising. Because who bombed away at the Rambam? The Ran. If I want to answer for the Rambam, I might have to change from the way that the Ran read the Rambam. But it's a bold move. It's a bold move, but it might be a necessary move. Again, the Ran reads the Rambam one way, bombs away at the Rambam. In order to frame for the Rambam, we're going to have a different take on the Rambam. The different take right now is, Yichud is not what we usually assume it is. It's a Chiddush, but again, I think it's grounded in the Gedolei Achronim, so it's not some wild, crazy suggestion. I think you have in the class of Achronim. Yes!
No, it has to be the same.
Oh. Now, L'chaira, however, this has not helped us with question number two. Because what was question number two? Question number two was this, the Rambam Halacha Beis. What does the Rambam say in Halacha Beis? He says a chuppas nida
doesn't
do anything. So we show that that's really from a totally different Gemara. That was Nunavav, you remember. That was from Nunavav. Nothing to do with that Beis. Okay. Because again, according to me, is it usher to have, according to our reading that we're saying now, is it usher to do chuppah with a nida? Be careful. Is it usher to do chuppah with a nida?
No.
No. Because yichud is not real classic yichud. And therefore it's not us. Not us. So then what? Why doesn't it work? Okay, that also doesn't bother me. Why? Because we had this sugya on Nunvav. Nothing to do with Isser. That once she is a woman who's not Ruhi Labia, or because of his that, Chibas Chuba needs to be a Chuba Haruhi Labia. Okay. But at the end of the day, why? Why is it that in Yevamos it says that in a forbidden relationship the chuppah still works, and the Rambam says when there's nida in the chuppah it does not work? So here there's two mahalchim today. I don't think we have we answered that. I don't by changing the definition of yichud. I don't think we've answered that. I don't think we've answered that. I can't. Maybe more questionable. So the Ran asked that question, right? This is the Ran, the second kash. Now, did anyone see Lechem Mishnah?
Yeah.
So there's two mahalchim. We'll just mention. We'll try to just mention it briefly, and then you can sit on it yourselves a bit more. Oh, in the wrong place.
I don't think the word was.
So, again, just to bring everyone who's got lost till now, we are dealing with one question now. Halacha beis the Rambam. Karakut halacha beis. The Rambam says the chubas nida seems to be zero. Hariyu karuti karusa. She's like, no, misun didn't happen. Klum. The Rishon will ask from the din of yesh chubal of psulos. So the Lechem Mishnah quotes that here, quotes the Ran's question, and he says, nearly litarets the hakol holeh baser hakavana konis the chubal toba kavon im konis the ba ala achar also chubal vishi via psula kana. What is the approach that we're going to take, that the Lechem Mishnah takes? We have, what do we have in front of us? We have a Rambam. The Rambam says a Nida who does chuppah with her husband, which again, according to us, is even winter. Nothing doing. Yeah? Nothing doing. Then we have the other din of the Gemara that says what? Yeish chupa lepsulos. Yeah, you with me? I don't know if bored, but you see it, yeah? Yeish chupa lepsulos, that there's no chupa for anida. Why? So what are you going to do? What's your move? There really is only, well, what's your natural move? First instinct. What?
See, there has to be a difference.
There has to be a difference. You got to drive the wedge. Yeah, you got to drive the wedge. It's got to be a difference between nida, on the one hand, and psulos on the other hand. You got to be chiluk. That has to be, so that one doesn't carry over to the other. What is the chiluk that the Lechem Mishnah zeroes in on? Where do we have a chiluk? The kavana of the husband. Of the one involved in the chuppah. Wow, what's the difference in kavana? When a kohen gadol is marrying an almana or these other types of isurim, and he's obviously not such a good boy, because he's doing this. And therefore, what's his kavana? It's going to lead to bia. Aye, that's forbidden. Obviously, he doesn't care. Yeah, let's say you have a kohen today who's going to marry a grusha. So if he's married her, he's obviously going to be living with her. Yeah? Hush. Yeah, what about a nida? Not necessarily. Why not, Atan?
She can't sleep with her until.
So why is it a chuppah?
Because she'll be talking later on.
Oh, he'll wait. This isn't someone who's lost her forever, right? You wait a little bit. And she'll be Tahira. So do chuppah now. All right, this is what happens if we have a chuppah sneezer, right? You do chuppah now, and you wait a little bit, and then she's Tahira. So what's the difference between the two?
Is kavana going in?
In what aspect? In what aspect of kavana?
Bia.
Bia. Linking the bia to this chuppah. Very interesting. Linking the bia to the chuppah. So the Lechem Mishnah very much says that to be a chuppah, what chuppah has to be what? Something which is going to, at least in his das, lead to bia now, immediately, essentially. This chuppah must lead to bia. Where will the chuppah lead to bia? Where will it, yes, lead to bia? In which case? In the psulos case. And therefore, says Lechem Mishnah, that's why it works. Yesh chuppah lepsulos. But in the neither case, where this chuppah right now is going to lead to an imminent bia? No. He's going to wait. He's going to wait a week, 2 weeks, whatever it is. Yeah. It's not going to lead to the imminent bia. Then what? Not a good chuppah. Yeah, you with me? One more time.
One
Yesh chuppah lepsulos is that chuppah, albeit not allowed, but that chuppah is going to lead to bia imminently, and therefore it counts as a chuppah. But a chuppah is disconnected from that bia, like nida, not a good chuppah. Not a good chuppah.
If they're waiting, why did they do the chuppah originally? I mean, if they need it, they wait 2 weeks. What was the original chuppah? They just didn't realize.
Why did they go ahead with it?
Why did you?
Yeah, she was piercing Eva. Whatever, sure. Either unexpectedly, whatever it is. And yeah, but they're, you know, according to this, you can, again, the Rama, again, according to those Rishonim that say, okay, what do you do today? This happens, yeah? The wedding is planned, and he gets her invited, and she's piercing Eva. What do you do? Cancel the wedding? We'd rather go ahead. But the Rambam says, no, it doesn't work. The Rambam says, it doesn't do anything. Again, the other Rishonim are cholik, not cholik. The Rambam says, doesn't do anything. Why? Because his vision is that the chuppah has to be a chuppah leading to an imminent being. And this kavana. He says kavana, which is very interesting. He's very interesting. That's how the Lechem Mishnah says it. L'chaira, Lechem Mishnah is coming from where? He's coming from that sugya of Nunvav. Remember Nunvav? Which again, how did the Rambam read that? By all applications, right? All things. And what did it say over there? You need, it said a chibas chuppah, but what kind of chibas chuppah? Not clear in the Gemara. What was the summary of the Gemara? Maybe we need a chuppah ha? Ru'i l'biya. Right? So the way the Lechem Mishnah understands it is, yeah, it's what his das is. In his das is! He's going to have be with her now. That's chuppah ru'i l'biya. But by Anita, it's not going to lead to that bia, and therefore, no, but that's the Lechem Mishnah's split. So again, how do we answer the kash one Lechem Mishnah?
Change the
say there's this difference. Difference of psulos versus nida. What's the difference? Is it going to lead to an imminent bia, and therefore, what's his das going to be called? That's the approach of the Lechem Mishnah. You have to see if that works. There is another approach. Just want to jump ahead. And that's what you saw. This is the little raid. Oh, someone was supposed to tell me it's like a raid. I asked them before.
Discussion.
And they said, what is raid? And you didn't know. You know what raid is?
That's classic.
Discussion.
What's the
hot? Classic discussion.
Raid
is going on a raid.
Start?
I'm like off the point.
Raid.
What's the hot?
It's a good demise. It's discussion. Raid is the classic yeshivish Torah on a given topic. That's the raid. The raid is what is said. I assume it comes from the etymology is in Yiddish you say to read, like the read or should have, is to like suggest or to read it out, to speak it out. So this is the raid, this is what is talked about in the yeshiva, this is the classic story of the yeshiva's raid. So part of that, I think, is this from Maftalim I gave you today. The Granat, that's this. That's from Maftalim Shrup. This is like the use of yeshiva in Rad and in the Chavetz Chaim's yeshiva, the Chavetz Chaim is there. He predeceased the Chavetz Chaim, even though he was much, much, much younger than the Chavetz Chaim, and he predeceased the Chavetz Chaim. And Naftali Trop was one of the great Rashi Yeshivas in Europe in pre-war Europe. There's some great Rashi Yeshivas that he probably great, you know, Chaim and Rashi Shkop and like the big Rashi Yeshivas. So Naftali was one of them. Very young. So he also discusses this Rambam. He also discusses this Rambam. So just to see, I want you to appreciate the move of Rav Naftali. That's what we're always looking for, moves. We don't know what to move it. What's the dynamic? So again, I didn't give you a whole, I printed for you the whole shtickle. Sorry, I got a little bit black in the part of it, but you can definitely spend time seeing the rest of the shtickle yourself. There's a picture. One reason to bring your phone to Shir is to show pictures.
The Golem chat, someone posted them.
Is it Golem chat between Gdolem?
No, it's the chat where you send pictures of Gdolem and like, they are.
Gadol.
And then you rape out
of it. You said like live pictures.
Let's see, show me a picture.
There's another good guy.
That's a good looking guy.
Like, I got a poster right now, like, revising or like,
oh, yeah, put it right up there.
He's called, by the way, they don't usually call him Ranat, it's also called, he's called Ranat Tal. That's usually, that's like his
Okay.
It's the best chat. Yeah, that's true. Is it learned in the yeshivas? Yeah,
sure.
This is the same. I don't know if there's more.
Muted archives and
signs. Okay. Here we go. He brings the Rambam. He brings the Rambam. The first paragraph here, I underline. He brings the Rambam. He brings the Rambam. He brings the Rambam. He then brings the way he approaches this, I'm not going to do. He brings a Sefer called Beis Yaakov, not the Rosen. He brings a book of Beis Yaakov, who asks two other kashas, very interesting kashas. Well, we're seeing not for now. And we're going to jump to where he gets to the Ikar Bar. Venira Loimar. It's down there in the bottom left. Left column in the bottom, Venira Loimar. Yeah, Rabban Sirali Ishne meaning Sue. Out. So right away, before I go any bite. Before I go any further. To some degree, I'm finished. I already caught the move. And then we're gonna watch the move. But I caught the move. You made the move already. What's the move? Shne mine nisuin. Well, so he's making kind of a tzvei dinim. He's making a split, not in kavana, and here's what I want to highlight to you guys, not like a lechemishin, the kavana of, in one case, is the kavana. Right, that was a lechemishin. Kavana there is different than kavana here, right? That was that difference. What difference is he saying? Also difference. Shnei mine nesuin. Two different categories. He's making a categorical difference. Different categories of nesuin. Presumably, this is going to somehow help me. I'm already thinking in my mind. This is going to help me with yesh chupa lepsulos versus arkit to figure out. Okay, let's see. Aleph, kaina isa liyarsho letama ulunidar ulamaisi adea. One nesuin is for what purpose?
Inheritance.
For either he inherits her, he can be metamer to her if he's a kohen, and he can be made for her nedarim, and he also gets her maisi adai, her income. Let's title that. Give me one word title for that.
Material.
Ownership.
Money.
Ownership.
Material, financial. Financial. That's one. Then there's beis. But then the kohen has the dvarim shevein alat the lemeno. We'll call that not financial. But what? Beno Levena. Personal. Right, between them, between husband and wife. For example, what the Rambam himself speaks out. What changes when you go from being an Arusa to being a Nesua? Does the Rambam highlight in Yud Halacha Aleph? Hey, remember which Halacha was? He says what? Yohalavala Bechalishi Yertzeh. Here's it, right? Remember how the Rambam started on Perek Yud? In Arusa, you've done Erusin, what's the halach of your wife to you? She's your wife, did Erusin. What's the halachic status right now? She is Aser to you. Well, we don't need her. She's Aser to you. Comes Nisun and does what? What halachic impact does Nisun have? Not financial, the Rambam emphasizes. She's Mutzer, Teres to you. Sleep with her whenever you want. Meaning, she's now become totally mutter. She's no longer off limits. And he puts another nafkamina that is tashmish, we'll get into that. So we have what we call the financial realm, material realm, and then we have the personal realm. Both of them are clinched. How? What makes that transition in the financial realm?
Through the Nesu'in.
Through the Nesu'in. Nesu'in is the stage in which you shift in both realms, financial and personal. Financial meaning Tatars Nidarim, Maisei Adayim, Tamila, Yarsha, and then personal that she's Mutaris Labayla. The Aptus, and now in the next paragraph, says the Rav Poli. Third line, Basvara Kani, Dilian Yinidarim, the Yahla Balav, Rishon Tatar, and his little Rishus, Rishon Badisha. Come on, Abu Bakhlava, and Pinin's end. Vowels in Asham, people kind of Chemetz. And he gave it up his initials, Kanya. Ukamoke, not the Isha. What's the key word I would say there? What word? Look, all those lines. One word.
Kind of Chemetz.
You would say Chemetz. I would say Rishus. Who would say Chemetz? She is known as Rishus. She's in his domain vis-a-vis Nidarim, Maisei Dea, Yerusha. She's in his domain. He will inherit her when she dies. Why? She is his. He is able to be Mafir Nidareha. Why? She's his. It's a possessive terminology. Yeah? His. Rishus. Like a Chavis. Rishus. So I emphasize so far as the word rishus. Where did we switch to emphasis on yichud? The husbands are chichud b'shvah abia. He said beforeish kimat with the Aramba. Now zemer anything that's of yichud. He reads the Rambam like this. Very interesting. As many of you know, when the Rambam says it, he says multiple lashonos. We noted this. Yavio is also beso. Sounds like what notion? What notion is that? That's kind of like a rishus type of a notion. V'yisachin imo. So there's the rishus, and there's the yichud. What is the yichud, says Rav Naftali, needed for? What consequence do I need the yichud for? Specifically, for what?
Bia.
That's what he says. The yichud is the chosvah. Va'a. Where does he say it? In alphabet, it's kei man shenichnas ha'arus ha'lechupah. What does the Rambam emphasize here? What is the Rambam emphasizing here? Once she has chuba, she has what? What happened? What changed? Bia! Muteres! That's Dvam Shemeno Lebeina. There, what's the definition of this Nisuin? In this context, in the context of Heter Bia, what's the definition of this Nisuin? What's the definition of Nisun vis-a-vis Heter Bia? Yichud. Why? Says Rav Tavla, that makes sense. Because that Yichud is a Yichud leading to Bia. If that's the Nisun, once that stage happens, and only once that stage happens, that's when she's mutter to her husband. What about for those other topics like Yerusha, things like that. When would those be triggered?
Rishus.
That would be by the Rishus. What does this help me with? Says Rav Naftali, this helps me with everything. Very interesting how he says it. It's called Rishus and his curse. Now, if he pays, hey! And it's interesting to us. And he also answers the other kashas. According to Rafali, this answers all the kashas in the world. The universe is fixed with this. What? How? Explain to me, please, how this makes all problems in the world go away. You have no more problems with your roommates. There are no problems with your parents. It answers all the kushis in the world. This is so Rafali. How?
I'm like, it's still being considered married even though they never had you.
You're answering your base? Tell me what you're answering. You're asking the Lonister or you're asking Almodo Ben Godo? Of course they do. What are you answering?
Yes, how long
is it? Anywhere you want, ask
Lonister.
Lo Nistra, so that's what we call question number one. How are we going to answer Lo Nistra?
She didn't go on Tichu yet, but she passed through a show.
How are we going to answer Lo Nistra?
They were married, they were married extensive, like financial matters. They were married.
Oh!
Even without you.
So we're going to say what? Why is it that she's considered an Alman and a Nisuin?
Because they had a partial marriage.
There was Nisuin.
For financial
Legabe.
Money.
Financial issues. Yeah? So we're going to have to be willing to swallow the fact that that makes an Alman and a Nisuin.
She's partial.
So was there a Nisuin? Yes. Legabe what?
Money.
Even though, did they have a formal proper Yichud? No, what did they have L'chori have to say? What part did they have?
Rishos.
Bring into the Rishos. That part they had. And the Gemara can legitimately call her an Almana Minha Nisuin, because there was this type of Nisuin. Nisuin type, financial Nisuin. That you had. Rishustika, to Rishustika Nisuin. She came into the Rishos. Right? Which one was that? Was that his first one or his second one? That was his
first
one. That was Aleph in the Naftali. Aleph, that was Sug Aleph. Yeah? Financial. Rishus. She's in his domain. Okay, she's already there. Was there a full yichud there? No, but not required. Not required. Different than what we said before.
What required for what?
For this guy to pursue it.
To give the...
To make her pursue the guy that he's needed. What about our $64 million question, the question of yesh chupal psulos? He says it answers that too.
I'd assume.
He says it answers that too. We don't have an answer. We're for an arma.
I'd assume with financial.
What do you say?
Nisuin was financial.
The Nisuin where? When did it say Yishcho b'lipsulos is sheer? Help me out. Yishcho b'lipsulos means what? For all these nafkaminas. Yerusha, Nidarim, right? But what? But not for Bia. Yeah, now finish the sentence now. Now that was one side. Now you jump over to the other side. But when it comes to what? Now answer friend for the Rambam. So they all fragged on the Rambam. Which Rambam were they asking on? Which Rambam were they asking on from the Sugya of the Yishkul of Psulos? Herik and Alacha Beis. Right? Where the Rambam says it doesn't work. Right? She has to be what? According to the Rambam, what does she have to be? Ru'uya with. Bia, what do you mean she has to be Ruya Labia? And Almana's not Ruya Labia for a question. What's the answer? What's the Rambam talking about? He's talking about category Bays Nisuin. The Heter Lato Abayla. What do I need? What kind of Nisuin? What category Nisuin do I need to make her Mutra Labayla? I need, what kind of Nisuin do I need? Yichud. She's a Nida. She's not really a Bia. I need a Beno Leveda type of a Nisuin. A personal Nisuin. What's a personal? Be together. Private. Yichud. Seclusion. That's what we have to do. Everything's good in the world?
No. Yeah.
No more war?
Everything's perfect? Oh, no.
No.
No. Oh, I thought we could just stay happy. I see Tzvi is embracing the shmooze this morning about being uncomfortable. He wants problems. I like it.
Maybe he's still going against the Ron, as Alfred is still going against the Ron's.
Oh, you want to bring it back to that?
Yeah.
Let's go back to the Ron. Let's see if that's true. Well, again, we're going to have to go against the Ron. Why do we have to go against the Ron? Because we're defending the Rambam, and the Rambam is attacking the Rambam. So, obviously, at some level, like, you're going to be, if you want to fit in for the Rambam's cash, you're going to have to. Now, but that's good. So you brought up the I didn't think through. Let's just think this together. So again, the Ron, always the Ron's attack. The Ron attacked both of these. The Ron said, first of all, you see that you can be in the Nisuin without Stira. We answered that. And then he said, yeah, you're right. The Ron was assuming then, let's just sharpen what he said. The Ron was assuming, how many kinds of Nisuin are there?
One.
Mikshachas. Mikshachas. Comes from Naftali, a classic briskery kind of mahalach, and he says, Zveidinim. When he doesn't use the word Zveidinim, he says, Shnei Nine Nisuin. Now, what is, we want to rain on our parade a little bit. We're going to rain on the parade a little bit. Siegel just wants to have a parade. How many parades?
That was great. That was
really great.
Totally hit the spot.
So you know what? It's late. Oh, it's, I always go over late. Do you guys hate, they told me this year.
Nah, go over, boy. You're good.
This?
You're good.
They told me this year. Shir always ended at 12th year. Last year, certain Shana'al Shulim, they will remain unnamed, decided.
115.
Wasn't our choice.
They we go to 12:45.
1 o'clock.
We didn't
so
decide
it was decided that should extend to the whole yeshiva.
Wasn't
you
decided.
Just know I put up a little fight against this.
Wasn't decided by us.
But I was kind of told I have to do that.
I mean, it seems like you put
so
up
I'm
a
doing
point.
That now. I don't want you guys to be like, I don't like fighting against food. It's a klal. I don't like competing against food.
No, we like
learning. Yeah, but I'm not stupid, Siegel. So. You might be right up there. I don't like to. Every single time I was on the speed when people are eating, I was like, this is like, bro, what's up? I'm like, what are you doing? Okay. I'm going to do Siegel. We're going to be nice to Siegel. We're going to end with a beautiful picture of a Nebuchadnezzar. Beautiful. Tzvei dinim. All questions of the Ran are answered. The Ran is murdering everything as smooth as can be. But, maybe on your own, since some of you like to embrace the more rainy day approach to life, which is good. So let's see if we can rain. You're from Pasay, right? So it's not your fault. It's not your fault. You know, it's a more rainy day.
It is. It's like Seattle.
All my time from the saying, I don't know if it's because I haven't had this conversation before. Most of my time from the saying don't like the saying. It's just a thing. They don't know what it is. It's a thing. They're from the saying and they hate the saying. Why? I don't know. Well, you agree. Oh, okay. There you go. So we're back to the rain. So you guys in your own come up with problems. Because again, we want to be analytical, guys. So it's not analytical. Like, that was great. What a great year. Think about maybe there's problems with this. There are. There's some issues. So think about that. Learn it again. First, before you attach it, learn it again. And so you come up with the same issues. Okay, everybody. Do that shear tomorrow.